to WJFC Acra, Creative Community Magical Radio.
You're listening to Quintron's Weather Warlock. Live stream of an analog drone synthesizer played by the weather, made by the New Orleans-based artist Quintron. You can listen to the Quintron Weather Warlock take the changes in weather at Wave Farm in Greene County and hear it anytime, 24 hours a day, at wavefarm.org/listen, or go to any WGXC.org webpage and click on the Listen button to hear Quintron's Weather Warlock, turning the changes in precipitation and sunlight and wind and temperature into sound.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Dubin of Brooklyn, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM. WGXC, grabbable, handleable, listener-fueled radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Another year of Forgotten Geek with Corey McCaslin on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acra, Catskill, Hudson. There will be a format shift announcement at the end of the show. Now here's the expected geek speak. MGM's library may soon be sold to the highest bidder. Wall Street Journal reporting they're consulting with several financial advisors to sell their holdings of 4,000 movie titles and 1,700 hours of TV, including James Bond, Rocky, and The Handmaid's Tale. And the final shovel of dirt lands on Quibi's casket as Roku has bought the content produced for short-form streaming service, now shorthand for Hollywood Hubris, to add to their channel. VP of Programming Rob Holmes telling Deadline they will honor the deceased service's deal with creators to let that content revert to them in 7 years. The backlash against Warner Brothers simultaneously streaming all of this year's theatrical releases on HBO Max continues. The Hollywood Reporter reports AMC and Cinemark will consider whether to carry their films on a case-by-case basis, while others are threatening to slash ticket prices and keep more of the proceeds. However, Deadline reports WB has backed down on at least one movie, negotiating a deal with Legendary Pictures that will keep theater-exclusive Denis Villeneuve's Dune, which isn't slated for release until October, when, fingers crossed, it's hoped attendance might rebound due to vaccination. Their other release, Godzilla vs. Kong, will likely still simul release, but with a hefty payout to the production company a la the one Netflix offered them several months ago. But the damage is done, as IndieWire via CNBC reports Sony Pictures CEO Tony Vinciquerra says not only are they not going for dual release, but talent has been reaching out to them to discuss taking future projects to Sony instead. Warner's is also still hell-bent on catching up in the superhero cinematic universe wars. DC Films President Walter Hamada telling the New York Times aimed to start releasing 6 films a year in 2022. For tentpole projects we made for theatrical release, while the other 2 lower-budgeted, lesser-known character-based films will be HBO Max exclusive. Hamada also said all films are being looked at for their potential series tie-ins, all of the Bat-Pat-verse set untitled Gotham PD series and James Gunn's Suicide Squad spinoff Peacemaker. So now can we at least get that freaking Booster Gold movie on Max? Or even better, since they're embracing the multiverse, a Justice League International Max movie with a Booster and Blue Beetle buddy comedy series? Circumstances prevented me from watching Wonder Woman 1984 to weigh in on that obnoxious, no matter how justified some may feel, debate. Hopefully that'll be fixed by next episode. That mixed response isn't a factor to WB, as Variety reports a fast-tracked Part 3, which will be theater-exclusive, thus explaining why Patty Jenkins is definitely back on board as writer-director after previously saying her continued involvement was dependent on that. One piece of recurring drama for the former DCEU I've underreported on is Ray Cyborg Fisher's battle against Hamada, DC creative chief Jeff Johns, and director Joss Whedon over abusive treatment of cast and crew during the production of Justice League. Fisher's claims are support from Jason Momoa and Gal Gadot. Warner's independent investigation did end with announcement they would not be working with Whedon on future projects, thus explaining why he stepped down from an HBO series he was exec producing. Then last week came a report in The Wrap that Fisher has resigned from the role and will not be cameoing in The Flash Into the Madness of the Speed Force, Flashpoint, as intended as far back as those halcyon days of 2014 when the film was first announced. Fisher then tweeted he has made no such move and believes Warners are cutting the role entirely to avoid backlash. However, he continued with the claim that Johns will soon follow in Whedon's exit out the door, but Variety reported their sources indicate that Johns' position is quite safe. Our first musical set of the year, which is so far proving cynics right, begins with the album version of David Bowie's I'm Afraid of Americans.
Nobody Yeah, I'm afraid of America. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of America. Jonas and the Mohawk. We'll be right back.
first set began with Bowie's I'm Afraid of Americans album version and was followed by Popple Eat Itself's 2012 remake of their classic Ich bin ein Ausländer. The Kingsman franchise will spy on for a long time as director Matthew Vaughn's Marv Group production banner head Ziggy Kamasa told Deadline Vaughn is planning seven more films and a TV series about the spy service beyond the at this time still scheduled for February prequel The King's Man. During that aforementioned CNBC interview, Sony's CEO revealed there are seven TV series and three movies based on PlayStation properties in the planning stage beyond the recently wrapped Uncharted film and HBO adaptation of The Last of Us. One of these will be Metal Gear Solid, slated to be helmed by Kong Skull Island director Jordan Vaught Roberts and rumored to be targeting Oscar Isaac to bring Solid Snake to life. Sega is not getting left behind in trying to make video games the new superhero, as following the successful In Spite of Itself, But Yeah, Jim Carrey Was Good Sonic movie, Variety reports they're developing a film based on their second most successful series, Yakuza. With Sharkboy and Lava Girl returning in Robert Rodriguez's Netflix family superhero film, We Can Be Heroes, questions turn to his last box office disappointing but immediate cult favorite, Alita Battle Angel. Rodriguez told Forbes while there's nothing definite, he hopes he'll get a chance to continue the James Cameron produced manga anime heroine story in some form in the future, possibly through Disney Plus, where he's now co-producing one of the 50 Star Wars shows announced last month. The Toxic Avengers crusade against corruption and evil is getting a mini thanks misses a point big budget reboot, legendary sign and director Macon Blair to direct and Peter Dinklage to star. In the stillborn franchises that could have been contenders list, some include the Hugh Jackman star in 2004 Monster Mash Van Helsing, which was also ahead of the game with a planned NBC TV series tie-in that failed to materialize due to the poor reaction to the still financially successful film. Now in our hell continued year of 2021, Universal has tapped franchise master James Wan and overlord director Julius Avery to make a second go at spinning off the original Vampire Hunter. I definitely agree the next continuation is unnecessary and history seems to bear me out, but that ain't stopping Blumhouse from tapping Halloween 2018 helmer David Gordon Smith to develop another attempt to continue The Exorcist beyond the original classic, fascinating and failed follow-up The Heretic, cult favorite Part 3, aka Legion, and two messy and mediocre prequels, and one short-lived TV show, and a partridge in a pear tree. This came a week after original director William Friedkin responded he would never be involved in any rumored reboot or continuation. Ending on some positive notes, Paramount has rescued Spamalot from the development hell it was thrown into following Disney's gobbling up of Fox. Casey Nicholaw, who choreographed the original Holy Grail-inspired play, as well as the Book of Mormon and Aladdin, will direct with Eric Idle scripting. On December 19th, the U.S. rights to the original Hellraiser script and original short story Hellbound Heart reverted to Clive Barker per his Copyright Act of 1976-based challenge. This doesn't include foreign rights or anything made after the first film, but there's a lot more they could go off from that than the last successful use of the law, the original Friday the 13th. Watch this space. AV Club furthered speculation David Lynch may be doing a new series with Netflix when they spotted an entry in trade magazine Production Weekly that untitled David Lynch project is scheduled to begin production in May. Last April, Lynch neither confirmed nor denied the first rumors of this when talking to THR, only saying that COVID had delayed several projects. There have also been rumors slash speculation it may be another continuation of Twin Peaks, but time and the log will tell. The exact date for the truncated next season of Doctor Who is unknown, but the BBC followed New Year's special Revolution of the Daleks with a clip revealing the replacement for the parting companions Bradley Walsh as Graham and Talton Cole as Ryan. Fearless and Skins actor John Bishop will join the Doctor and Yaz as new companion Dan. Now here's a set I originally intended to start off 2021 with, beginning with The Cure's Six Different Ways. We'll be right back. Heading to the bottom of the hour on Forgotten Geek, we just heard Radiorama's Fire, preceded by Six Different Ways by The Cure. Now for a country rock mix set, starting with Sanford Clark's It's Nothing to Me.
Take your drink to the end of the bar, buddy, let her stay there. Now don't be a fool, I'd as soon have a hot seat in Sing prison than to sit down by her on that stool. What's that you say? I guess you're right, it's nothing to me. See that man, she belongs to him. Buddy, better drink up and go while you can. I can tell by the way he looks at you, buddy, that he's sure a quick-tempered, jealous man. What's that you say? I guess you're right, it's nothing to me. There you are, stretched out on the floor, buddy, now you see what you made him do. Here they come to take him off to jail, buddy, and tomorrow someone will bury you. Oh well, that's life, or it was. It's nothing to me.
Crying in her sleep, she didn't tell me. spoke her name somewhere. Just because I rang her number by mistake today, you know she thinks I still care. And just because I haunt the same old places, where the memory how I linger everywhere, just because I'm not the happy guy you to be. Lord, you know she thinks I still care. Well, if she's happy thinking I still need her, a friend about her. You know, just because I spoke her name somewhere, just because, Lord, I saw her and went to pieces.
After Sanford Clark explained "It's Nothing to Me," the next five wailed "He Stole My Love," and in the end, Elvis Presley rued "She Thinks I Still Care." Now for something completely different, here's Die Fuchsnickens and Shaq with "What's Up, Doc?"
Your mind dukes a pot, dukes the two scoops and raisin in the sun. Brother try to rally up, then dilly dally for some room. Bird pecking, double decking, rubber necking in my tune. Check it out, yo, I smile like Groucho Marx. I make a joke, pokey pokey, slide by like egg yolk. Play me like a punk, like the penguin and the joker. Snooping in my biz like Tom and Roxy Roker. The bust a freaky, freaky, freaky way. The brothers with the ace of keys making cheese. What? And now we selling records overseas. Holy smoke, oop, your whole plan pooped up. Now you get kicks, enough licks plus cooked up. Cause you can catch a quick drop and trying to take the stick spots of tick tock around the clock and shock while we lick shots. Goodness sakes, the stakes is high. I'm out.
You out.
ABC, ya. Bye.
Kerry Rock. What's up, Doc? Kerry Rock. What's up, Doc? Kerry Rock. What's up, Doc? Kerry Rock. What's up, Doc?
I thought I saw a pudding cat.
What?
I did. I did the Humpty Dumpty Bastard Grumpy. Picking a Bisco Disco Kick. Come on, stop. Pick it up, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. Like Pinocchio. Move the little underground, underground. Humpty Dumpty Camel. Hump nose. To play, don't see. Don't suffer. Suck attached. My mistletoe darts. No whiners. After the seven doors with stars. And after the lucky charms. So leaping leprechauns. Degan. I'm pushing my pedal to the metal. Working around for the cocoa bosses. And I love my booty. Stop, stop, bumming up. Oh, where is my mic? One, tell me, have you seen her?
talk a little bit of dust on my jacket.
So who is the nicest in your neighborhood?
The mixer made a bit of Mary Crack, I'm trimming Captain Crunch, very good. So rock, this boom bop. Chip Fool was coming again, give thanks and praise, yes, the drama. Lyrics are smooth like the head, yes, on Teddy. My tongue starts to ticking like Speedy. Pick up your pen, your bag, your nervous and bag, and run the whole lot. Touche, pussycat, roll down that mic cause you can rap. Cause I'm dip, dip, diving, so socializing. Clean out your ears, yes, and open up your eyes. And I kick like Bruce Lee and I'm Jean-Claude Van Damme. So dunna,
Batman.
I hip, hip, pop, pop, don't, stop, stop. I'm harder than the pistol, coming up bigger than the chub rock. All types of difficult styles, just the chip stuck and kick them. I brrr, stick them, ha, 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 stick them.
Carry rock.
My grand slam, swinging things again and again. Golly, how chewy, macho like Roscoe. Randy Sandwich, mammoth, swinging a ding-a-ling with damage. Clownish, now Antoinette, Norm Montego. Spanish like care for the non-two lingo. Next, a new hex commentator to stand aside. Stringing them seeds like a bikini or panty line. Nuts, you might bust, but you can't even come right. Despite the stroking and hoping of pulling up peace pipe. Huff and puff, so what the f*** is hopping? On the lyrical, miracle, spiritual, but everybody's rocking. Flip a new hit, catch rep to the notch. Rip never sick, concept of a tongue twist on my style. That's book round of fake raps. I push pounds, I flip mad scripts and hips. I hit, so bring the goya, oh boy, as I say, hasta mañana, trust and chewy, hunk and fooey, regular monster, tough stuff. Can I rock?
What's up, Doc? Can we rock? What's up, Doc? Can we rock? What's up, Doc? Can we rock? What's up, Doc?
I'm the hooper, hyper, protected by Viper. When I'm out the hooping, yo, you better decipher. In other words, you better make a funky decision. Cause I'm gonna be a shack knife and cut you with precision. Forget Tony Danza, I'm the boss. When it comes to money, I'm like Dick the Boss. Now who's the first pick me, bro, this morning? Not a Christian Leitner, not a Lonzo
Hornet.
That's okay, not being braggadocious. Supercalifragilistic,
Shaq is allidocious.
Peace, I gotta go, I ain't no joke. Now I slam it, jam it, and make sure it's broke.
What's up, Doc? Can we rock? What's up, Doc? Can we rock? What's up, Doc? Can we rock? What's up, Doc?
Come on.
Say it's all right.
According to the calculator.
as love as he. King makes dreams so funky like raw chillies. Styles is splitting, think I'm kidding when nigga listen. Clap long and steady, tell your palms so I'm sweaty. Throw up cutting more than petty, confetti. Right after I said bye-bye to Alibaba. The Punani Papa's machete, hope you're ready. But if you're not, guard your life, grill nose. Supposed to build the soul of these spots, still chill. I rock grill and raw like a ball's a small bite. Shorty taking all mics, so practice saying all right.
Naughty by Nature urged Clap Your Hands after the Fushnikins and Shaq asked What's Up Doc. With our last set comes a programming note. Longtime listeners remember how I used to do themes on the second show of the month and retired that with no fanfare a year ago. Starting next week and every month except my beloved Halloween, the second week of the month on Forgotten Geek will chronicle forgotten one-hit wonders, starting from the beginning of Billboard's charts in 1955 through, let's say mid-2000s. It won't always be year by year, especially our first installments, because, yeah, thank the gods for rock and roll. I also use the looser metric of placing in the top 40, not just the top 20 like many limit it to, because damn it, these artists got one hit more than many, and that shouldn't be taken away from them. There will also be some more well-known hits represented via live versions, covers, and, once they become a thing, remixes. To usher in this era is a doubler of songs about one-hit wonders, starting with Blair Packham.
Imagine Bobby Boris Pickett in a parking lot, Sarasota, Florida. The evening air is not too hot. It's Halloween night, 1992. Bobby Boris Pickett with a pickup band. We're hoping just to make a splash, but thinking not tonight as they all shake hands and crank up the chords to the Monster Mash. 20 people or so glance up from their beers as Bobby is introduced, and for the millionth time in 30 years the monsters revived and let loose, and they clap for the one-hit wonder, laugh at the tune they know, and they dance and they sing to the song. It's a nightmare gig and it's not too cute, but his rent is due, so Bobby bears down. Trying to feel out the crowd, he starts reminiscing as the band goes from bad to worse. Some moron yells out, hey, shut up and sing. So Bobby launches into the verse, fronting this band of mullet boys.
it's all been a lark. But 30 years on, he's still trapped in the dark. His Hollywood gang, more famous or more dead, don't hang out with him no more. So Bobby gigs instead. And they clap for the one he had wonder, laugh at the tune they know, and they dance and they sing to the song that they first heard so many years ago. And they laugh at the one he had wonder, well, what the hell have they ever done? Have they ever hit the heights and had a string of hits? Well, the one hit wonder had won. The one hit wonder had won. At least the one hit wonder had won. Goddamn, the one hit wonder had won.
Artist, two songs, same title for the last set of the day. Blair Packham followed by Everclear. Thanks for listening. I'll be back in 2 weeks with the first installment of my crawl through One Hit Wonder history. Stay safe, where we'll go out with one who definitely had more than one hit. The John Bice Apocalypto remix of Tina Turner's other Mad Max song, One of the Living.